Hello everyone and welcome to this moment here, this moment right here. I was just thinking now about how dating, the way I define dating is just going out on dates, or not necessarily going out on dates, but like getting to know people. I've been thinking a lot recently about how dating and like getting to know different people has allowed me to get to know myself and understand myself more deeply, in the way that it's pulling me closer and closer to what, to defining what I want, you know. I think going into dating with intention is really important. And sometimes you don't have an intention, and that's the intention. But even with no intention, the intention could be just, I'm bored a little bit right now, I just want to go out and have a conversation with someone. The intention is just like having a conversation, you know? And in this moment right now, I believe my non-intentional intention is just to know myself more deeply. Excuse me, to know myself more deeply. And you can ask, like, why would you want to know yourself more deeply by like speaking to other people? Don't you need to like get to know yourself on your own in order to know yourself deeply? And to that I say, yes, you're right. For the last couple of years, I feel like I have enjoyed my solitude, because it has taught me so much about life, about people, about my emotions, about emotional intelligence. Like, I've read all the books. Not all the books. There's a lot of books to read. But, like, I've done the work. And I've come to realize that, like, yeah, you can do the work all by yourself, but you need to go into the field and test those theories. Like, scrap out the parts that don't work for you, understand what works, take it on board and move with it in the future, more like in a more insightful manner. I think getting to know people and like interacting with different types of people helps you gain insight. It's like studying for an exam, you know. You study, you ingest all this information, and then you have to do a practice test before the exam. I think dating is like a practice test. I think dating is a practice test. Because once you've written the test, you're like, okay, I probably like focused a lot on this particular topic, but seeing the questions on the paper, I don't think that's a really important topic. I noticed like there's a topic that I maybe overlooked a little bit. Let me go and read up on that more, because maybe it could come up in the exam. You know, that's the type of insight dating has given me. And I think it's really interesting the way that it works, the way that you get this insight, because I believe people are like mirrors, you know. What you feel like you get because you probably put it out, or it's within you. What we're experiencing is just a bunch of our own perspectives. We're blinded by what we think the world is, and that's how we move, and that's how we understand the world. In the previous episode, I spoke about, I don't know how I said it exactly, but something like our past experiences dictate the type of relationship we seek out with God, something like that. And to that, in that same vein, I think our past experiences dictate the way that we see the world, you know. We have limiting beliefs because we're limited by our experiences and what we know and what we've gotten to know. So I think whenever you meet someone, they reflect they reflect back yourself, a part of yourself you didn't know you had. And I think that's the most triggering part about getting to know people. And I believe that's a large reason why a lot of people choose to be single, because of that fear. It's like, not fear necessarily, but that discomfort. Like, someone reflects back a part of yourself you didn't know you had, and then you're like, oh no, I'm never seeing you again. This was a horrible experience. Throw the whole person away. I'm ghosting you. Ghosting! Ghosting. I feel like that's a topic for another day, but yeah. Yeah, we have these like uncomfortable realizations when speaking to people that force us to retreat back into ourselves, and when we retreat back into ourselves, it stops the growth from happening. You know, it keeps you where you are, and then you don't end up showing up for the exam because you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this much. I didn't know I need to read up and practice a little bit more. So maybe let me drop the whole class. No. I mean, obviously people are in different spaces in their lives. The things you need are largely influenced by where you are in your life. So I'm not going to say, no, don't retreat back because you should try and get to know yourself more. You could retreat back because maybe you're not where you'd like to be financially, or that's another thing though. I think like, this is just a bunch of tangents, but I think the reason why people are like, oh, I'm not where I want to be financially to get to know this person or to continue to connect with these type people or to be in a relationship, is because we think we need to be a particular person or the version of ourselves we would like to be is so far from us that no one will love us if we're not that person. And that's not true. Like, there's someone for everyone. And there's someone for everyone even extends to there's someone for that, the version you are at now. The version of yourself that you're at now deserves love too. And there's someone for that version, you know? Anyway, a bit of a tangent there. I don't even know which tangent to go back to. But, yeah, people reflect back parts of ourselves that we were not aware that we had, which is the part of dating I am enjoying the most. It's really unsettling, it's really uncomfortable, but it's the type of discomfort where I'm willing to endure because I know the results I'll get. I know it'll reap greatness. I know I'm sowing the seeds and I'm gonna harvest a whole field, to get me. And I don't know what that field is. I think it's important to let go of your expectations of the outcome, because they can be limiting in as much as they can be. What's the opposite of limiting? Guys, what's the opposite of limiting? But like, I think holding on to the outcome doesn't allow you to enjoy the beauty of the moment. And that's just this moment here. This is why this moment here is so important. This is why I believe the name This Moment Here came to me. This is why I'm recording an episode of This Moment Here. It's like, when you think of what you think you need, when you think of what you want, you lose sight of what you have. And in losing sight of what you have, it loses its value. Like, you don't get to experience the lesson. You don't get to hear what you need to hear in this moment here, you know? And that's what has letting go of the outcome has gifted me. And I think it's a difficult thing to do, which is why I'm struggling a little bit. It's definitely easier said than done, because even especially like as a woman, I don't want to say that it's much easier for men to let go of the outcome. I'm sure there's a lot of other experiences or difficulties that they have that I will never understand. But like, I think it's difficult as a woman, or I'm experiencing that it's difficult for many reasons, but more especially because I'm a woman, to let go of the outcome, because it's important to me to have security in a partner, not even just in a partner, in a friendship, in a familial relationship, in a church relationship, in every aspect of my life. Security is the most important thing, and that looks like different things in many different settings, you know. But letting go of the outcome feels unsafe. It feels like I'm just I said this, it's coming to me now, because I said it not recently on an episode with Ashley. If you go back, like, scroll down the LSD podcast episodes, there's an episode I did with Ashley, and I mentioned that, like, the way that men are moving now is like, get in the car, we're going. And it's like, where are we going? You ask them, where are we going? And they're like, I don't know. And then you're like, why would I get in the car when you don't know where you're taking me? You don't know where you're taking me. Why? Like, give me a reason why I should get in this car. And yeah, I think it's important to establish safety. It's important to know that you are safe. But I think it's just as important to just, like, be here now. And I know, guys, I know it's scary. Even just me saying it and thinking about it now is shaking me a little bit. I'm like, what? What are you asking me to do right now? Obviously, yeah, trust your gut. Assess the situation, you know. But I think, ask yourself, am I scared of being here now, because they have proven to, like, this situation has proven to be unsafe, or am I scared of letting go and, like, allowing for this moment to teach me? But yeah, just to tie it back to the word a little bit, I've recently came to this realization, that, okay, listen, I had this analogy that came to me. I don't know. I was just praying. I was just reading. I was just worshiping, you know. And then I think the Holy Spirit spoke to me a little bit and was like, God gives you so you can give other people. I get it. And I could feel, or I was being shown that sometimes I God gives me, and I hold on to what He gives me. Just to give you a bit of imagery, like He gives me in my hand, and I'm gripping this thing that He's giving me so hard, because I want to keep it for myself. I want to. It's sacred, you know. It's such a beautiful thing that I want to keep safe and protect and keep with me, you know. But if I'm gripping and I'm clasping onto this thing tightly, I'm not allowing for more to come in. I'm being given, and because I have a bit of a lack mindset, I'm not thinking that God gives abundantly, and God gives what I need, and whatever I don't need, I should let go and give to other people. Like, He gives so you can bless others. So release your hand a little bit. Unlock your hand a little bit. Unlock your heart a little bit so you can freely give to people. And as your hand is, like, cupping rather than grasping, things can flow in and out freely. So there's always something flowing. But if you're gripping, things are, like, spilling out. Like, you can grip so hard and squeeze so tight that by the time you open your hand to check if the thing he gave you is still there, you realize you squeezed it out so much that there's actually not, like, you're holding on to nothing, baby. Just open your hand so he can give you more and you can bless more. He can bless people through you more, you know? And I'm looking at a verse, 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. It says, okay, let's go up to chapter 16, verse 16. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And I just realized, like, the reason why we grasp so tightly, the reason why we're focused on the outcome, the reason why we're not, like, in this moment here now is because we're scared. We're scared. We're like, if I open myself up to this person, what if it goes really bad? Like, let me make sure the circumstances are great and I'm fully safe. And, like, let me ask this person. Like, it's just, like, the reason why we're not here now, the reason why we are not being made perfect in love, the reason why we're not moving in love, because we're scared and we're letting fear win, and we're not being made perfect in love. But the thing about faith is, like, it doesn't mean you're not still scared. That's the thing. Like, you can be fearful and move in faith, you know? But you have to feel that fear and tell it, you know what? I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm scared, but I'm gonna do it regardless. You know? So yeah, guys, let's continue to be made perfect in love. Let go of whatever outcome you have in your mind, because God is laughing at your plans a little bit. He's haha kicking. Haha KK. You know? Open up your hand. Let him bless other people through you. You know, receive the blessings and know that they come in abundance. Like, they will never run out. So bless others. And yeah, thank you for joining me in this moment here.